midaraisa bebetel bialma sagile. Okay, and the Balei Atosos disagree. They think that line midaraisa bebetel bialma sagile is to avoid violating the iser of balira balimatze. But the asidaraisa tashbisu is fulfilled through actual destruction of the chametz and specifically havara. So that ties us into Shitas HaRambam that we already started to talk about, that the Rambam holds that Mida Araisa, Rashi and Unklus are correct, that the way to do Tashbisu is Sheyivata Chametz Belibo. Admittedly, his formulation is more extensive. And then he says, Midivrei Sofrim, it's not only about the Gavra dissociating himself from the Chametz, but also, he says, there are two levels of the Divrei Sofrim. The first level is to search out the Chametz. And the second level is a specific rabbinic enactment of Bedikas Chametz Bilel or Basar. That was the beginning of the second parak. So this now takes us to the end of the third parak of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, where the Rambam relates to the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "In bir chametz al esreifa," and the Chachamim say, "Hashbisaso bechol davar." Now again, according to Rashi and Unklus and the Rambam, so the machlokes is on the derabanan, or if you will, the divrei sofrim level for the Rambam, an expansion of d'oraisa, is when you do bir chametz, how should you do it? For the Balei Atosos, the machlokes is on the d'oraisa level, right? Because how you destroy the chametz is in fact the kiyum d'oraisa of tashbisu. So let's just take half a step back and analyze it in the following way. When you find a machlok, everybody agrees that the chametz has to be destroyed, right? That's not the machlokes between the chametz and Rabbi Yehuda. The machlokes is there a specific method to destroy the chametz? So clearly Rabbi Yehuda is invested in a particular method. It's not enough that the chametz ought to be destroyed, but the chametz should be destroyed in a particular way, sreifa. So if we want to understand Rabbi Yehuda, we really have to cast a wide net and appreciate, right, that there are areas of halacha where one focuses specifically on the method of destruction. Where else do we have the method of sreifa per se?
Avodah Zarah.
Right? The idea is that there the method and not only the result matters. And the idea that chametz and avodah zarah can be compared. There's, right, an iser hanoah, and the lo yidbak biad chamum amin acherim, and there's no bittul whatsoever. There are a lot of analogies between chametz and avodah zarah. The idea that you have to seek it out and destroy it itself, right, is parallel. Now, it's true that Rabbi Yehuda's makor is not from avodah zarah, but show me his makor is from. Where do we get the idea of sreifa? Of Nosar, exactly right. So that's the basis of his Shita. Okay, so anytime you have a machlokas where everybody agrees that something needs to happen, but one person is emphasizing the method, so then the thing to do methodologically is to understand the method, right, and so what Sreifa really means. Okay, so that's point number one. So we know that the Balei Atosos, the Re, Paskins on the basis of a statement of Rabbi Kiva, Alach Rabbi Kiva Mechavero, that Tashbisu is to be achieved through the destruction of Chametz, and specifically through the burning of Chametz, they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. What about the Rambam? So the Rambam writes at the very end of the third parak, says, Ketzad Bir Chametz, and again, I want to remind you that Bir Chametz, the Rambam, is the Divrei Sofrim, it's not the Daraisa, because the Daraisa is Bittul Chametz, it's the Gavra dissociating himself from the Chametz, as opposed to the actual destruction of the Chametz per se. Which is very fascinating in terms of ranking the hierarchy, that you would rank the dissociation of the Gavra over and above destruction of the Chametz. But of course, there is this Divrei Sofrim that should be related to. Ketzad Bir Chametz, Sorfo, O, Power of Zora the Ruach or Zorka Liam, Vimhaya Chametz Kashmir Yamachat Kobim Hera, Harezem Faro Vacharkach Zorka Liam. Chametz enough, Olaf Mapolos, Vinimsa Lav Afar Shoshatvachim, O Yoser, Hareu Kimavuar, Vitzarech Lavat El Belibo, Imadayan Lo Nichnisa Shashishis, Nasala Akum Kodim Shashishis, Enod Sarech Livair. Etc. So the Rambam clearly paskins hashbasasu b'chol davar. He paskins like the Chachamim. What I'd like to suggest is the following, perhaps a very small chiddush, that I believe both the Rambam and the Balei Atosos are operating l'shitasam. First, the Balei Atosos believe that the only kiyum daraisa tashbisu is not for the gavra to dissociate himself from the chametz, but to actually destroy the chametz. They're already tipping their hand that what really matters is destruction of the chafetz, and therefore it should not be surprising that they have a specific concept as to what the means of destruction should be. Okay? That the fact that they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ain't bir chametz el esreifa. But for the Rambam, Udi Ime, but specifically now focusing on Shitas HaRambam, where the de'oraisa is merely to dissociate yourself from this chametz. And then the extension that the Divrei Sofrim is that, okay, that the chametz should also be destroyed. That already reflects a mentality that as long as the chametz is destroyed, that's not even the daraisa. The daraisa is a matter of dissociation. And so, thus the Rambam says that even if the chametz itself is mevuah, right, because naflav alav mapola, something that we've gotten Shlomi a lot of mileage ahead of, right, is harezek mevuah, the real idea is dissociation. So then perhaps it's not surprising that on the Darabbanan level, on the Divrei Sofrim level, there's a greater flexibility and a willingness to focus not so much on the process, sreifa, but on the result, hashpasaso, becholdav. Okay, everybody have a good Shabbos.